And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to their tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. Also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Bertrand, Burton, Caro, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Authorities in Huron County responded to a structure fire early Sunday morning in the Caseville area. At around 1 a.m. on April 19th, the Caseville Fire Department and Windsor Township Fire Department were dispatched to a reported fire already in progress. Sure, ambulance service was also sent to the scene to provide standby medical support. Fire crews arrived to find a large storage pole barn measuring approximately 40 by 80 feet fully engulfed in flames. Due to the intensity of the fire, additional mutual aid was requested from the Fairhaven Township Fire Department and Port Austin Fire Department. The Bad Axe Fire Department also responded, bringing the county air trailer to supply breathing air for roughly 35 firefighters working on scene. Utility crews were called in to manage hazards, with DTE Energy addressing damaged power lines, while Consumers Energy shut off gas service until the area could be fully secured. Despite the challenging conditions, all firefighters were able to clear the scene without injury. The structure and its contents were declared a total loss. However, officials say the property owner did have insurance coverage. An excavator was brought in around 3 a.m. to assist with overhaul operations. Due to the collapse of the building and lingering heat within the debris, Duffy's Excavating responded to this request. The cause of the fire remains under investigation, and more information will be released as it becomes available. Thumb Broadcasting would like to thank Mr. Willenberg of Caseville Fire Department for the time he took out of his day to provide us with information on the incident, as well as every first responder and auxiliary unit that works tirelessly day in and day out to keep our communities safe and habitable. And one project has been locked in to be done in the coming weeks in Sand Lake Township. During the last board meeting, trustees approved having the Sand Lake County Road Commission replace a culvert on Gotts Road, south of French Line Road. The approximate cost of that project is $1,108. But Sand Lake Township does not have to foot the entire cost. Washington Township agreed to pay half of that cost. With that done, the board did approve some appointments, however. James Mahaffey was appointed to the Sand Lake East Fire Authority, or CEFA, board to replace retiring member Jeff Lyle, and Norm Huron was appointed as alternate board member. Denise Bush was also reappointed to the Planning Commission. And we will be right back after this message from AVS Tech Team and their broadband services with your obituaries.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. I'm one of the certified technicians who can help you with your computer repair and networking needs. Got a virus? No problem. Broken screen? We'll fix it. Ready to upgrade to a new PC? We've got those too. We'll even come to you for bigger projects that require on-site work at your home, farm, or business. No project is too big or small, and it's all done for an affordable price. We're offering our PC scan and clean service for only $65. That's a $10 savings and gets you a complete tune-up on your computer. So give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our offices in Pigeon or Sandusky to get your computer running at its best.
Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through April 30th, 2026.
And we are back, and there are no obituaries to report at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net to keep current on any obituaries that might come up. We're going to go over to Bresky Builders real quick, and we'll be right back.
Oh, no! Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I need your help right away.
What was that?
Please hold. My drone hit the window.
What have I told you about flying that thing in the house?
Here, Mom, it's for you.
Hello?
I hear you're in need of some help.
I'd say so. My son just put his drone through the front window.
We can replace your window for you.
While you're at it, can you look at the roof and the gutters? They're starting to show age.
No problem.
Call my dad.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today for all your roofing, window, and gutter needs.
Call my dad. 989-529-8167.
And we are back with some national and international news for you. The astronauts of the Artemis II mission have shared their first detailed reflections after returning to Earth following a record-breaking journey around the moon. The crew, including Victor Glover and Christina Koch, provide data on deep space radiation and their performance of the Orion spacecraft's life support systems. NASA officials described the mission as a total success, paving the way for the Artemis III lunar landing. The crew will spend the next several weeks undergoing medical evaluations to study the long-term effects of high-altitude space travel on the human body. And a Spokane-based refugee organization is currently locked in a complex legal battle with a Portland-based developer over a large-scale housing project. The dispute centers on land use agreements and the developer's alleged failure to meet affordable housing quotas promised during the initial planning phase. Local community leaders are concerned that the delay will worsen the housing crisis for vulnerable populations in the region, and the case is expected to head to a state appellate court next month if a settlement is not reached through mediation. And law enforcement officials in Michigan have issued a public warning after a local resident reported losing $37,000 to a sophisticated cryptocurrency scam. The scheme involved pig butchering tactics where scammers build a fake relationship with victims before convincing them to invest in fraudulent platforms. The FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, or IC3, reports a 15% increase in these types of scams over the last quarter. Authorities are urging the public to verify any investment platform through the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, before transferring funds. And biologists in the Pacific Northwest have noted the start of the garter snake courting season, a natural phenomenon that draws interest from local wildlife enthusiasts. Large mating balls have been spotted in damp, grassy areas as the snakes emerge from winter brumation. While some might find the sight unsettling, experts emphasize that these snakes are harmless and play a crucial role in controlling local pest populations. Educational programs in regional parks are helping residents understand the ecological importance of these reptiles. And officials here in Michigan announced they have disrupted a plot by a local man to commit mass murder at two separate locations. The suspect was apprehended after a joint operation between local police and federal agents, who recovered several illegally modified firearms. Authorities credit a community tip-off for this successful intervention, highlighting the importance of the See Something, Say Something program. The suspect is currently being held without bond pending a formal arraignment. And in international news, Beijing has officially launched its latest five-year plan, which prioritizes the frontiers of science and technology. The plan includes massive investments in general-purpose embodied intelligent robots and semiconductor self-efficiency. Western analysts suggest this move is a direct response to U.S. export controls on sensitive technologies. The plan also emphasizes the integration of AI into the manufacturing sector to offset a shrinking domestic workforce. And reports indicate that high-level diplomats from both Pakistan and Iran met today to discuss border security and the potential for a joint energy corridor. The talks come as both nations face increasing pressure from the global economic downturn and regional instability. The two sides reportedly agreed to increase cooperation on counterterrorism efforts along their shared border. However, the proximity of the U.S. naval presence in the Arabian Sea adds a layer of complexity to these bilateral relations. The European Union's Energy Commission has warned of a potential jet fuel shortage by mid-June if the blockade in the Middle East continues. Stocks in major hubs like London, Heathrow, and Frankfurt are currently at 60% of their typical levels for this time of year. Member states are being encouraged to prioritize rail travel for short-haul distances to conserve fuel, and the Commission is also fast-tracking approvals for synthetic fuel production facilities in order to provide long-term relief. And technical details from the Beijing Humanoid Half Marathon reveal that winning robots used a new liquid cooling system and autonomous navigation algorithms modeled on human biomechanics. This allows the robots to maintain high speeds over long distances without overheating. The breakthrough is seen as a major step towards using robots in search and rescue and industrial maintenance roles. Critics, however, raise ethical questions about the displacement of human labor in specialized fields. And as Bulgarians go out to vote today, political analysts point out that the country has lacked a stable government for nearly 5 years. The constant cycle of elections has stalled critical reforms needed for Bulgaria to join the Eurozone and the Schengen area. Voter turnout is expected to be at a historic low, reflecting a deep lack of trust in the political establishment. If today's vote fails to produce a clear majority, the country may face yet another round of elections in the autumn. And we'll be right back with this after this message from Tri-County Equipment.
Jim, what are you doing?
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
I just purchased a used sprayer the other day from Tri-County Equipment. I looked it up at tricountyequipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
Really? Let me check it out. Hey, they've got a used one in stock. Just what I need. Plus, I know the equipment was used locally in our area, which is reassuring. I'll give Tri-County Equipment a call right now. Look it over and see if we can make a deal.
Why take chances with online auctions when Tri-County Equipment may have the pre-owned equipment in stock and ready to deal? Go to tricountyequipment.com for their complete pre-owned inventory.
And we are back, and that was your news and obituaries for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.